Bicycle.
I want to ride my
bicycle.
This is Pedaling the Pueblo, connecting people to news and information about Tucson's bicycle culture.
Hi, my name is Colby Henley, and I'm one of the hosts for Pedaling the Pueblo. So joining me today in the studio are folks from 10 West Festival and Tugo Bike Share. So I'm going to have them introduce themselves.
Hi, my name is Dre Volkel. I am with Startup Tucson. I'm a director of programming, and I'm also the festival director for 10 West Festival.
And I am Nick Grzebenik, and I am the general manager for Tugo Bike Share.
My name is Yolanda Jordan, and I am the marketing lead for Tugo Bike Share.
Great. Well, thank you all for joining me. Some folks may be wondering a little bit why 10 West and Tugo are here together, and we'll get to that. But first, I want to hear a little bit about what exactly 10 West Festival is. So if you can just bring us up to speed on that, Dre.
Yeah, so 10 West Festival is a festival that happens every October. We're in our fourth year. The dates are October 12 through 21, and each day has kind of a different theme. We're really focusing on social impact, arts, culture, STEM, and also technology, sustainability, and entrepreneurship. So each day has this different theme. There's something for everyone. There's family-friendly events, and there's also just really high-level thought leadership that you can participate in.
If someone wanted to participate, what's the best way for them to get involved?
Lots of ways to get involved. So the 10 West Passport is early sale, $25. That passport will get you into all 10 days of content, and you can kind of pick and choose so that you have a schedule and a path that works for you.
Great. So Tugo Bike Share, a lot of folks probably familiar with it. Maybe some still aren't. So let's just do a quick recap. Tell us a little bit about Tugo.
Yeah, so Tugo came to Tucson in November of 2017. We have 330 bikes, 36 stations. User stats year to date, we have close to 25,000 trips.
Nick, tell us about the different pass structures for Tugo Bike Share.
Yeah, so Tugo is broken down into three different passes. We have a day pass at $8. We have a monthly pass at $18 and an annual pass for $80. We also offer a low income pass, which is $5. And we have a senior citizen pass, which is $65.
I understand that Tugo is offering kind of a promotional rate during the 10 West Festival.
Yeah, so Tugo is offering an exclusive pass to all 10 West passport holders. It's a $12 pass for the 2 weeks, and you'll find it when you sign up for your passport.
Thank you, Nick. Yolanda, can you tell us about why Tugo wanted to be involved with 10 West Festival?
Tugo was really excited to partner with 10 West because it's such a great event throughout the community, and with the event being spread out through various different venues throughout downtown and the University of Arizona, Tugo is such a great way for the participants to get around. As well as people who have never tried Tugo before have this great opportunity to ride a bike around, and then they can figure out how to incorporate that into their everyday life.
Dre, how did you all feel about a potential partnership with Tugo Bike Share?
We first thought about Tugo Bikes because all of our venues have a Tugo station right in front of it. So we were thinking, okay, fantastic. You're at the TCC. Our next event is near campus. You can zip right over there. So that seemed like a really natural fit. And then as we kind of talked to them more, there was such an alignment with our values. So sustainability, smart street, and complete streets are such a way that we are really trying to build our city. And so this just really came together. We are also working with Tugo Bikes to create some really unique events.
Nick, can you share a little bit about what those activation events are that Tugo's participating in?
We're planning to do three different events. The first will be at A Mountain Hill Challenge and try to beat last year's record of 18 minutes. The next event we're planning on doing is a social bike ride with the Living Streets Alliance. We will start downtown and we'll end up at the University of Arizona. And the last event we'll be doing is a Tugo Learn to Ride event in the parking lot of the Tucson Convention Center.
Thank you all for being with us today. You can find out more information about all of these events and deals at 10west.com, TugoBikeShare.com, or look for Pedaling the Pueblo at kxci.org.